Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, that subscribe, and maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account. It's titled, 5 years ago, after she ghosted me, I just saw my ex-girlfriend. I met my ex when I was in college. I was still finding myself and she was my first girlfriend. It was my first same-sex relationship and I was very nervous. She was a very outgoing person and she helped me realize a lot about myself. She brought me out of my shell and showed me a whole new world. 4 years into our relationship, we had jobs and I thought we were very happy. We were living together. I thought she was my life partner. We even started talking about engaged and married. Had dreams about a family with her. My parents loved her. One day I came home and all her stuff is gone. I was worried and tried calling her, but there was no response. I got a message from her telling me how it was her fault and she was sorry for leaving me. That was it. No reasons, nothing. She blocked me, and I was devastated. Her parents were sweet people, so I went to talk to them about her and they told me to leave. They wouldn't talk. I camped at their home for weeks, hoping to catch her and talk. It messed me up. It destroyed my job. I was barely functioning the next few weeks, but I never saw her. The message was her last communication. My parents got me help and therapy before I recovered. I did not get over her until I met my current girlfriend 3 years ago. She loved me and built me back up. My girlfriend and I moved in together recently in a new location. We were shopping in a grocery store and I saw my ex. All the old hurt came back. I couldn't face her and I hid. We went back home and I cried. My girlfriend knows the story and consoled me through the night. There cannot be any justification for abandoning people like she did to me. How can people be so horrible? How can you abandon people like that? I haven't thought about her for some time and seeing her brought all the hurt back. I don't know if I should or can confront her. How do I do it? Now to me in this situation, it's whether you really want to confront them. Will it bring you any sort of peace? Can you continue knowing that she's in the same town and you still don't have your reasons? Can you move on from that or is it just going to eat you up and possibly damage your current relationship as well? But I think OP would also have to be prepared for, I don't know, we don't know why she left. It could be cheating, it could be feeling guilty about something, it could be anything. She could have just upped and left with no reason whatsoever, just wanted out of the relationship and was too immature to deal with it. And what if, for some wild reason, you did meet up with her and then she said, I want you back? How would you feel about it then? And you have a new partner. As I said, that might be a bit of a wild one, but you know, you never know in these stories. And if you did confront her, she may not even say anything at all, may just completely blank you. And how will you feel then? So to me, it's all about how you will best heal from this. What will be the best case scenario for you? If it was me in your situation, I think I would like to know just for that clarity and then be able to move on from there. Obviously, that person doesn't have to give you a reason and you don't have to forgive them if they do give you a reason. But I kind of feel like tying a knot at the end of, you know, whatever you had together for me would be the best outcome. But obviously, we're all individuals, so we all have different best outcomes, I guess. But before we move on to that update, HittinLicks247 says there is no justification for abandoning someone after 4 years. The only common reason I can think of that causes people to do this is if she cheated on you and couldn't face you or thought it would be better to just up and leave so you wouldn't be hurt because you'd never find out. Of course, in actuality, this is not true. Most people would rather be told what happened than have to wonder for years. And it is for this reason that I think you should attempt to contact her. No matter what the reason is that she left, it's almost assuredly better to get closure, even if the truth is hurtful. It will allow you to move forward much easier. Purple Mac says, I'm struggling to cope with how my ex has acted compared to how she was like when we were together. It's like I've never known this new person. It's completely jarring. The way that someone breaks up with you matters. My ex could have broken up with me gently or even raised the idea that she might over time, but instead, she rang me one morning and completely blindsided me, telling me it's over. The only solace I can take at that moment is that it's my ex's loss. If she wants to act like how she did, then I deserve better. I'm learning to let go of how I saw her and instead see her for how she is now. And Conjuring 444 says, you may not be able to move on until you get the closure from her, out of her mouth. Her packing up and leaving is crazy. After 4 long years together, it's hard to imagine what could have been her reason without herself telling you. Now, I know it's hard, so do it in your own time, but when you do, make sure you've mustered the courage to do it, and of course, the strength, and be ready to face anything she tells you. Bring someone with you if you must, but to be honest, she might have cheated on you or fell out of love and couldn't face you due to guilt. And that was the last comment on that post, so now we're going to move on to the update to find out what happened next. So, the update says, she had a little boy who she introduced as her son. She told us she wanted to talk to me to explain things. I did not want to do it, but my girlfriend knew me when I wasn't over her and convinced me that I needed closure. We went to a nearby restaurant to talk. Alarm bells started going off as soon as she told me her son was almost 5 years old. This is what she told us. She met and fell in love with a male coworker several months before she ghosted me. She was cheating on me for months, then she got pregnant. When she discovered she was pregnant, she realized that she had to end our relationship. But she couldn't look me in the face because of the guilt she felt. So she decided to run away. She married that coworker, her current husband, soon after and had the son. Then she had the audacity to ask forgiveness. I was so angry at her. She knew how much I loved her. We were talking about getting engaged and married during the time she was cheating on me. Then she ghosted on me. I've had no explanation for why she left all these years and was left to think it was somehow my fault. And she had the audacity to ask for forgiveness. I was controlling myself because I didn't want to scream at her in front of her son. But my usually calm girlfriend blew up. She screamed at her and told her how miserable I was when she met me. I told her I didn't want to see her ever again and we left that place. I can't believe I once loved such a selfish person. Our relationship was my first same-sex relationship and she was the one that made me realize that I am a lesbian. She cheated on me and left me in the dark because she didn't want to face the consequences. She left me to think it was somehow my fault. People, please don't be like her. Please be honest with your partners. At least after breakup, because the uncertainty can leave a person worse off than betrayal. And I sort of wonder now, is that going to help OP or to help them sort of move on with their life? You know, now they've got a partner and they're happy in their current relationship. Or is that anger just going to keep building up? I don't know where the anger could go, obviously, but, you know, that's a pretty damaging thing to hear. I hope OP is able to just continue on now and move on with their life and be happy, you know, because they deserve it. But what do you guys make of this particular story? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another one. And our next story comes from Consciously Annoying, who says, am I the asshole for keeping score of my husband's incompetence? I, 24 female, and my husband, 26 male, have been together for 6 years and we have 3 small kids under 5. Yes, I have 3 babies in 4 years. Yes, I am tired. In general, my husband is a great guy, but he has started doing something that really upsets me. The most recent example. On my husband's day off, he wanted to stay at home and rest, so I went grocery shopping, came home, poured all the groceries away, cleaned the house, he did clean our room, prepare everything for our son's birthday party the next day, and made dinner. Once dinner was over, I started tidying up, and he got down on the floor to stretch out a pain in his back. I tossed him a paper towel and said, why didn't you wipe up that spill while you were down? with a smile because I thought he would find the paper towel floating towards his head as amusing as I did. He said no, got up and walked away. I was so frustrated as this happened a few other times over the last week. I said, "You can't just say no and walk away like that. It's very rude and disrespectful to me. I asked for help with something." He said, "Did you seriously just tell me I can't say no? I am a grown man. I don't need to explain things to you. You can tell me no. I can tell you no." I told him that I actually would never just be able to tell him no because he would get very upset. I also added that it's not that he can't say no. I just wish he would talk things out with me as a team. Such as, "No, I don't have time right now," or "No, but I can get to it later." We went back and forth a few times and just ended up basically agreeing to try and listen to each other more. It really bothered me that he said I could tell him no anytime, as that has never been true in our relationship. So I tested it out. All Saturday, I tried telling him no about little things. "Will you make that appointment for me?" No. "Will you go get me a trash bag?" No. "Will you grab me some lunch?" No. I didn't put my foot down on any of it. I just started with a no and would go to walk away. And he would either reason with me, convince me, or get frustrated with me each time. And each time I would end up doing it, like I always have. The next morning, he asked me to do something and I put my foot down and I said I didn't want to do it and he would have to. He got really upset and asked why I was being so difficult. So I told him this. "Yesterday, I told you no 11 times. 11 times you got frustrated with me or did not accept the no. Not even one time did you accept my no." He said the fact that I kept track and said no purposely to prove a point was toxic, and if he did that to me, I would be really mad. I told him the fact that I needed to keep track to prove a point was toxic when he should want to fix a situation, just because it was something that bothered me. He still stands behind my behavior being toxic. So am I the asshole for keeping track of this behavior and bringing it to his attention?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Going to add to this because I think it's important to make clear. Him stretching out after dinner is a very normal occurrence. He wasn't in awful pain, just had a bit of a catch in his back. I can see how this would appear disrespectful though and appreciate the feedback. I think my biggest frustration is he can say no and walk away. However, I must take care of it because I am not going to leave a mess on the floor for my kids to live with. Also, we do not fight in front of our kids and we both work to have calm communication in front of them. And we'll start off with Bobby, who says, "I strongly suspect that you are married to a narcissist because here's what happened. You went to him with ironclad proof, but are you guys talking about his behavior? No, instead you're talking about your behavior. The best defense is the good offense. You gave him proof and he came back with his own gaslighting accusation, and now that's what you guys are busy talking about. In the meantime, his double standard isn't being discussed. This is what narcs do." Source: former marriage. Alarmed says, "Not the asshole. He's playing a child's game and you were just playing by his rules. It's not your fault he can't keep to his word." Telepath says, "Not the asshole," and he's using the classic Darvo: deny, attack, reverse victim and offender. You are the victim here. He's the offender, yet he's arguing about your actions and not his unacceptable treatment of you. Madrona PDX says, "Info, do you get any days off, or are you the mummy to four children every day of the week? Does your husband regularly say no to your requests for teamwork? Does your husband spontaneously take on tasks, or does he need to be asked? Does your husband go out of his way to do things in service to you, your kids' upbringing, your household, or does he just go to work? To which OP replies saying, good question. He always keeps the kids when I ask him, and he's a great father. He usually has to be asked to do most tasks at home, but he works really hard on things outside. Grass, house, upkeep, etc. He often does not think of ways to serve me outside of his everyday things, which bothers me. But he will usually do whatever I ask if I really need it slash want it. And one more from Infinite Picture, who says, everyone sucks here. I say this as someone who got engaged at 19 and married at 20, but you guys got married way too young. You both sound rather immature and like you cannot work through issues without it turning petty. This isn't how healthy marriages work, and this is not how to make a marriage last. I highly suggest you both go to marital counseling. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Jesse Young 27, who asks, am I the asshole for not doing anything about my brother's no plus one rule, even though it means that my boyfriend can't come to the wedding? My brother, 33 male, is getting married soon. In his invitations, he clearly stated that there's no plus ones to bring to the wedding except for official couples. Not gonna lie, it irritated me knowing my boyfriend won't be able to attend, but I figured he wouldn't care since he hates weddings so much. His reaction was the complete opposite when I told him. He asked me how I could let my brother exclude him just because we're not an official couple after 5 years of dating. I said I understood how he felt excluded, but at the end of the day, it's my brother's wedding, and he gets every right to set whichever rule he felt like. My boyfriend threw a fit, telling me to wake up because it's not some stupid wedding rules, but because he claimed that my brother doesn't like him, never has, and said that I shouldn't be okay with it. He told me the moral thing to do is to not go since he's not invited. I said no, I have no intentions on missing my brother's, hopefully, once-in-a-lifetime event because of how close we are and how our relationship might get damaged because of it. My boyfriend responded by asking if I was okay with our relationship getting ruined because of it. I told him he was overreacting, really, because he already said that he hates weddings, but he said he felt like he was unaccepted and excluded from my family after doing his best to get on their good side. But apparently that is still not enough. I told him he was taking this whole thing a little too personal, but he told me to stop talking and went outside. We haven't really talked after this argument. He thinks I'm not standing by him when my family constantly tries to exclude him. Official couples mean legal, married, or engaged. And I remember we had one of these stories, like, it must have been about a year or so ago, where these official couples, where they had to be married or engaged, came into play. And the couple in that particular story, I think they was around 5 or maybe even 10 years at that time, but they hadn't got married because that's not what they wanted. Yet there was other couples that was invited to this particular wedding that had only been together like 2 years and they got engaged, but they were invited to the wedding. Yet this couple of like nearly 10 years couldn't be because they wasn't, air quotes, official. So I kind of don't get that whole thing, really. But I kind of feel that you are going to be the asshole to me in this situation, that you didn't back up your partner, and the way you sort of played it down, that you said it was like it wasn't a big deal, when it clearly is to your partner. He feels excluded from your family, he feels pushed to the side for some reason. I haven't seen that reason why it might be at the moment, but from what I'm seeing right here, it's got to be a you're the asshole because you're not backing him up in this. I mean, there could be a lot going on in this one story that we don't know about, and that's kind of the issue for me in this one. I kind of feel like it's you're the asshole for the way you're just sort of like trivializing your partner's feelings on it. You know, it don't really matter that much, it's not a big thing, when it clearly is to him. But I also feel like, is there something that we don't know about, you know, why brother maybe dislikes the boyfriend? Has he done something in the past? But maybe not. But Hickesy says, I think you're the asshole. I understand your brother's rule, but I feel like it's more applicable to distant relatives dated for 2 months, girlfriend slash boyfriend. You and your boyfriend have been partners for 5 years. That's a significant amount of time, not to mention you're one of the closest relatives to your brother, genetically speaking. There are many partners who don't subscribe to the typical marital thing, so you can't really regard the rule as if we're not engaged slash married, then you can't come. you could have at least spoken to your brother about it and request, not demand, that your boyfriend attend. If your brother says no, then I honestly would start wondering why. 5 years, man. Renitrix says everyone sucks here. You don't count as an official couple after 5 years, I'm guessing just because you are not married. That's a shitty attitude on your brother's part. Your boyfriend is justifiably upset and is obviously seeing a pattern of behavior here that you aren't. I feel he's overreacting a bit, but he's the one I sympathize with the most here. Which brings me to you, OP. Your boyfriend is upset by your brother's shitty treatment of him, and instead of having his back, you are taking your brother's side. You're right that your brother gets to invite whoever he wants to his wedding, but he's disrespecting your relationship and you're going along with it. That's an asshole move. Francesca Toe says, 5 year relationship. You're the asshole and your brother is one too. You didn't have your SO's back. Creative Trick says, you're the asshole. I said I understood how he felt, excluded, but at the end of the day, it's my brother's wedding and he gets every right to whichever rule he felt like, and then says, it is very likely you will soon need to understand why your boyfriend broke up with you, because you are an asshole, and because you are not standing by him when your family constantly excludes him. You have chosen where you stand, and he is fine to react accordingly. And one more from Candence Quandary, who says, you're the asshole. Your partner of 5 years is being excluded from an important family event and you're okay with this. At 5 years, for all intents and purposes, he is family, full stop. He has every right to be upset with you. Does your brother have the right to exclude him? Yes, of course he does. Do you have the right to act like it's okay with you and no big deal? No. Not when your partner is clearly hurt by the intentional exclusion. Wake up before you lose this person. He deserves better from you and your family. Now, what do you guys make of this one? Let us know your thoughts in the comments below. As always, I would love to hear them every single day. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. Your love, support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for sharing it with me, the channel, and everyone else, and being kind to one another. Always love to see it. And hopefully, I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love to you. Wake up.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.